3, 2, 1.
Okay, we are clear. Ready to go live in 5, 4. Cue the talent. 3. Hey, I said cue the talent. 2, 1. Attention hobbyists, sports fans, and collectors nationwide and abroad. It's time to get hype.
Come on.
About the hobby we are all a part of. Live from the Mojo Break Studios, it's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So, get hype. Be hype. This is The Hype.
What is going down, everybody? Time for Hype episode 66. This is MojoBreak.com. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Triple Threads is just released, and we broke some cases this morning. Stuff was phenomenal. So get your spots. We're going to be doing it the rest of the day live on YouTube, Ustream, Twitch, Facebook, whatever your media outlet is. We're live. We're also going to start the segment talking about Prism Basketball 18-19. It's a few weeks away. A lot of hype on these NBA rookies 10 games into the season. So we're going to give you our take on prices, what we think the Prisms will come out at on the secondary market, on the silver Prisms. We're going to talk Triple Threads. We're going to talk some Bryce Harper. We're going to talk some Immaculate First Off the Line. There's just so much to talk about in this 45-minute show. Dan, what's going down? The Rams lost. The Raiders lost. It is a great week for me.
That was a good game, though, right?
I don't know. You guys got a losing streak.
It's not a streak. It's one game. You can't call it a streak. But Saints are a legit team. They just signed Dez Bryant. So get ready for that. Dez, Michael Thomas, Drew Brees, Kamara. Man.
I know. Well, you're just pleading your case that the Saints are the best team in the NFC. I mean, the Rams maybe second or third. Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Second or third. Who's So the Rams are third. Who's second?
Nick Mullins. The Vikings.
Nick Mullins. Just by himself. Doesn't even need the team.
NFC Championship, guys. Who wins? Saints-Rams. Answer in the chat. Who wins? Jeff August is probably going to be like, the Packers are going to somehow win.
No, it was a good game. I mean, it's hard to go into the Superdome after the Saints had a bye.
Oh, here comes the excuse.
Rams have to go on the road. Okay. They were down 21 at half. They came back, tied the game. It was a good game. It was a fun game to watch. It was good football. It was fun.
Nice.
It was fun.
Well, C-Rat did lose his bet. Nick Mullins came out and went on the center stage and beat Chucky's Raiders. So he's working on his Fergie rendition. So we're going to give him another week to get those vocal cords warmed up to do
perfect.
The Fergie Star Spangled Banner rendition. That's what we're going to do live on the air. That was the punishment. But we're giving him a pass. You know, he's probably drank some proper 12 over the weekend. Maybe the vocal cords aren't ready for the song. So we'll postpone that one. But I promise you it will be epic. I'll even provide some background vocals, too.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And episode 66, as you can see, I Googled 66, and I had to get one more troll in there with the Ossiel Puig is ready for some football. So he was ready. I mean, he was done playing baseball. So one more dig at the
Yasiel
Dodgers.
Yasiel Puig, is he a Rams fan?
He said that it says right there that the Rams have a cheerleader, and his name's Yasiel Puig.
Nice, nice. I've always liked Puig.
Have you?
Yeah. I've always been a big fan.
Hmm.
A five-tool player right there.
Is he? Yep. I think he's just a tool.
Puig did some good things for us back in, what, 2013?
Oh, for the hobby?
Yeah.
For like a month or two, yeah.
No, he was the hottest thing, man. Puig was hot.
He was. That was a down year. I will give him that credit. He did provide a little bit of spark in a down year of some baseball right after Harper, right before Bryant. So, yep, that was Yasiel Puig up in there selling some cards.
Actually, 13 was also a down year for football as well.
What do you mean?
It was actually,
Geno Smith?
It was a down year for basketball as well.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a I'm surprised we're still here.
13 14 was tough.
Mm-hmm.
Everything readily available. National Treasures, Immaculate Flawless, whatever you wanted.
Yep.
You can go get some.
No combo deals.
Go get some. Prism Basketball, all you want. Prism Basketball, we actually were giving away for free packs, hitless packs.
We're just giving away thousands of dollars.
Giving away Giannis Silvers.
Mm-hmm. Somebody had
you
to
get
one.
A Giannis Silver. You get a Giannis Silver.
Yeah, but back then it was so, and this is a perfect segue into Prism. back then the silver prisms weren't even known. I bet you people got those free packs out of our breaks. So back in the day, we used to send out packs for hitless instead of hitless credits. So now you guys are used to getting the $5. But back in the day, we used to send out a hitless pack. So we would try to get kind of the best value, but also, you know, it's a low margin business. So, we weren't sending out packs of Dynasty or anything. So we went with the Prism Basketball because it was like $40 a box, 20 packs, right? So $2 our cost. And I'm pretty sure back then people were pissed that they skunked in the break. They got the pack. They opened it up. There was no auto, but they saw a silver prism and they just threw it in the garbage. I guarantee you there had to have been a few people that threw a Giannis prism in the garbage.
We went, I'm not kidding, because I think
silver,
I think it was a combo deal with something, maybe National Treasures Basketball. We probably did about 6 or 7 cases worth of Prism Basketball for hitless. Well, maybe my phone. It is. Hitless packs.
Yeah.
And you know, out of those cases, how many silvers? How many silvers of Giannis out of seven cases? Probably
at least 4 or 5.
I would say probably 1 a case.
Yeah, I mean, they're a little bit more plentiful back then.
So, yeah, crazy.
It is crazy. So let us know
if
anybody did get one of those and hold on to them. I doubt it.
I'm gonna be honest. People were really upset because they would buy into like a baseball break, and we only had Prism football.
Yeah, or basketball.
Or basketball. So like we'd send out a Prism basketball, and we would get emails. People would be like, "Man, I don't even collect basketball. I bought into a baseball break. What's wrong with you guys?"
Yep.
take your crappy pack back. I'm gonna throw this Giannis guy. I can't even say his name. I'm gonna throw this guy in the garbage.
Why is it all silver? There's not even an auto on there. It's stupid.
Man,
throw it away.
The good old days.
But perfect segue. Last episode, you can watch it. Episode 65. We gave you our awards for the 17-18 season. We said what the sleeper product was, what the best product was, the dumpster fire products. So go back and listen or watch that. We're on iTunes under Mojo Break, and you can find the hype on our YouTube channel. Just search the hype under Mojo Break, and you can find the live the video portion of it, or you can listen to the podcast. But anyways, so now 18-19 is here. We saw 10 games of these rookies. I know small sample size, but the most pivotal release for the basketball season is coming out in a couple weeks. So we're going to break it down, analyze it, and kind of make some predictions on this product that's going to be widely ripped, widely sold, and going to be chased for a while. So Prism 18-19. And you can find breaks on mojobreak.com already pre-sold for Prism. So check that out. But I wanted to go through some of the history of some of the prisms, and I'm just doing 9-5s right now. So last year we had Tatum, obviously one of the big rookies, and most recently his stuff, his silver 9-5 sold for $325. You got Ben Simmons, who's hovering around 1,000 for a silver prism. If you're not familiar with the silver prism, it's not numbered. It's an insert, and last year they were falling about 12 different silver prisms a case, but that could be a vet, that could be a rookie. And then Giannis prices surprised me. We were just alluding to that about sending hitless packs. But Giannis recently sold for $1,300.
Ooh.
So 9-5. And that's across the board.
In the garbage.
In the garbage.
In somebody's garbage.
Somebody just threw away $1,300. But 9-5-10, Giannis is going for $1,300. I couldn't really find much Kyrie. But Kyrie looked like he was around $700, $800. But the beauty of Prism as well is you can see here, this is a number to 5 Simmons. $25K. So there's some big chase. A lot of people think Prism's just base set, but there's a big parallel chase. These rookies do something like Simmons, like Tatum. Basketball collectors worldwide go after these cards. You go to shows and the high-end collectors, the high-end sellers, they all have Prisms, either variations or the silvers or rookies. This is the card to collect for your basketball guy. So if you're a new collector, get in on it. The hype is already there. Which leads me into talking about the hype. So these are the three biggest names out of 10 games in. We're going to go over some other guys as well. But Doncic, Ayton, and Trae Young are the top three rookies at this point, in my opinion. If you guys have another opinion on that, let me know. If you guys have some guys you want to throw in there and say, hey, this guy's playing good too, But I wanted to talk about it with you guys, with C-Rad and Dan here. And we can start with C-Rad. Predicting first week eBay sales. First week eBay sales. I'm not talking about 2 or 3 years from now. First week eBay sales on raw and graded of all these gentlemen. We'll start with, and we'll go around the room one guy at a time. So let's start with Luca. What do you think Luca will sell raw initially and then graded initially?
I think he's raw is going to go 250. Graded will be probably like 400.
Okay.
All right. I actually think it's about $200 raw, $180 to $200, and $280 to $300 graded.
I'm about around that same ballpark. I'd say about 200 raw. I think if somebody gets it graded really quick and it's the first to market, it might be a 450, 500.
I got a crazy theory, and I don't think they're going to do it. But what if they did something like they did with football and made it one silver per box? Then what would it do?
They didn't, though, because I know.
I'm just saying it was a what if.
Yeah.
What if they did that? I know they didn't.
It may come to that with the production level of this, but I don't know. You'd probably at least two times the value of them, right?
So you would think.
It'd be extremely – I mean, there'd be just bloodbath cases at this price, though. I mean, so that's maybe the issue there. But
now, and I think we were talking before, we're not 100% sure. You've heard rumors that there may not be silvers in the retail version.
I've heard that, but I doubt that they would do that. I know they did it with football, but I don't think they could do that with basketball. Not with all the pre-sales coming in, but we will see. All right, let's go with Ayton. Ayton, and I'll start. I'm thinking Ayton's going to be more of a bargain guy. I mean, the guy is putting up 17 points and over 10 rebounds. He's averaging a double-double, and once again, small sample size, 10 games. But I think he's going to be probably around 125 raw and maybe 300 graded.
Actually, I think he's going to be well lower than that. I think he's going to be about $75 raw.
Wow, and selling to me now.
And like maybe 130 graded.
What do you think, C-Red?
Definitely lower than Luca. I'll say 150 raw and 250 graded.
Yeah.
Cool, man. $75, dude. I'm telling you.
I'll buy them from you right
now. Watch.
If you pull one, I'll give you $75.
Watch.
What do you guys think? What would you pay for Mr. Ayton, DeAndre Ayton? He's the next coming of Joel Embiid. I mean, Joel Embiid sells well. Trae Young.
Joel Embiid didn't sell well his first year.
No, but Silver Prisms didn't sell well that year either, though. So that's the problem. Silver Prisms didn't really start picking up until
Cat.
Yeah, until Cat. And at the end of Cat, not even the beginning of that year. So it really a full season of Silver Prism hypes only really started in 16-17.
But Joel Embiid didn't sell any of the products he didn't do well in. It was because he was hurt all year.
He was hurt, yeah.
So, but wasn't he hurt his first 2 years?
Yeah. So if you make that argument, I don't want to jump ahead because we're not talking about this gentleman, but what about Michael Porter Jr. then? He might be an Embiid situation. You could invest in Michael Porter Jr., and he's not going to probably play this year, right? I mean, he may play this year, but he's not playing now and could be cheap. We'll see. I mean, he's on the Nuggets, but, you know.
Is he not playing?
I don't think he's playing. No. He had that back issue. That's why he fell so far, but they're saying he's uber talented. Trae Young, what do you think? Trae Young, I have a problem with Trae Young's hair. I don't know what he's doing with it. It's even longer than in that picture. I don't know what's going on, but he's been compared to Steph. So do you think he outsells Ayton?
I actually think he outsells Doncic.
No.
Yep.
Come on, dude.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
Dude, did you hit the hippie lettuce before you came in?
Nope. I did not. I know a thing or two about a thing or two, man.
Oh, do you? Yeah, but you have a direct end to the Atlanta Hawks organization, and
all right, we're gonna get this kid the rock.
Does anybody else think that Trae Young is gonna outsell Luka Doncic? Does anybody out there think that? I right now I don't think so.
He will.
I mean, the Doncic's a scoring machine right now. Doncic's putting on highlight reel plays. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, time will tell. I don't know. So what's a better team for – let's compare the Mavericks, the Suns, and the Hawks. What is a better team for the hobby for your guy to be on?
Mavs.
Out of those three?
Yeah.
No.
None of them?
I mean, an option. That's the big issue here with these three players is that the teams they play for. Any three of them are going to make the playoffs. Are they going to get close to making the playoffs? The Hawks, maybe?
Maybe.
Because they're in the East?
I mean,
sure the Suns and the Mavericks are not going to make the playoffs.
Well,
the East is stronger to me this year than the West is.
I mean, the Suns are interesting because you got Booker and Josh Jackson's playing better. So they seem like they could be closer to me than the three. I mean, the Mavericks got an aging Dirk. I mean, Dennis Smith just doesn't seem to. Dennis Smith can score, but I don't know. He's not going to be a number one guy there. I mean, I don't know.
Suns absolutely don't make the playoffs. Mavs are definitely going to make the playoffs.
You think so?
Mavs are not going to make
gonna
the playoffs.
It's going to be borderline. It's going to be like they're going to be teetering the 8th and 9th towards the end of the season.
Mavericks aren't going to make the playoffs.
I think Suns definitely won't make the playoffs.
Suns aren't going to make the playoffs.
So as it stands right now, Atlanta's 3-7. Denver, I mean, Michael Porter, 9-1 right now. I mean, if he does play this year, I don't know the extent of his injury. I probably should have done some research. I don't know if he's going to come back this year at all. You've got we're looking at Dallas is 3-7 and Suns are 2-8, so they're all almost in the same category as far as win totals right now. Yeah, but maybe you do have a point with 3-7 is not that far down on the pecking order of the East as of right now, because you got Chicago, New York, Washington. And man, Cleveland at 1-9. That's tough. You go to the finals and then you're 1-9. It's just one guy changes the whole team.
That's what they get.
That's what they do get. Who's the coach there now? They signed somebody, right?
That's the dude who, they signed him for the year.
Loan for Card says Trey Young will be the most expensive rookie this year.
Absolutely.
So he's agreeing with Dan.
But we know what's going on.
We do.
We have an insight.
Okay. If he cuts the hair, I may change my thought. I mean, I don't know.
Dude, he scores, man. That's what matters.
He does.
He's a scorer.
He's getting wins for his team at three. He's three of them.
How about the other guys? You said Doncic was a scoring machine. Obviously, he's not scoring enough.
Well, yeah, true. But Ayton's averaging 10 boards, 17 points. I mean, that's a double-double machine. That should win you some games. I guess not. So
it's probably a bunch of offensive rebounds from his team's bricking so much.
So do you guys see in the chat? Is there anybody else that you kind of are, and maybe you don't want to show your poker hand for reasons because you want to buy the guy? But is there guys that you're investing in for Prism? Is there guys you're chasing? Is there maybe a certain guy that you want to build a rainbow for? Definitely contribute to the show and in the chat that way, and we'll discuss. There's the design. Now, I'm kind of confused at the fact that Mo Bamba's rookie card is an action shot. And you guys on the podcast, you're going to have to, visually see this in your mind. Mo Bamba's is an action shot, and Luka's is the traditional kind of prism. Is the Mo Bamba maybe a variation, maybe? We don't know,
That's
right?
A good question.
So that would be something interesting to follow. Let me bring it up over here.
Oh, I saw that preview.
Yeah, right. Remember, you talked about it when you saw it first.
And I think that is if you look at the back of that Bamba, it is got to be from like the summer league.
Yeah, definitely. But why would they have two different? It kind of messes up the set, right? Unless maybe they're doing an SP action variation.
Maybe they got as many photos from the summer league as they possibly could. And did Doncic not play in the summer league?
I don't know.
Well, most years of Prism, they just use the NBA photo
shoot.
They use a photo shoot.
You know, I mean, if you have the photo from, a summer league game, why not use it?
Greg says Trey Young's hair looks like a bunch of carpet got stuck on a dropped lollipop. That's a great analogy. I used to sell carpet, so I've seen quite a few of those scenes there, Greg. Alex D says, I'm collecting the Doug C. Rainbow this year, still hunting for the 101 Taco Bell. Yeah, that's in the hands of, I think Sparty sold it, right? I think he sold it at an auction, too. So it's been passed around. It's rising. I mean, it's right up there with Silver Prism prices. I mean, of Giannis. It's climbing. It's climbing. It's a 101 inscribed, so. But I'll have to actually release some more limited editions of those for a good cause. The auto design is pretty much kind of the same. I want to wait and see what they release because they're going to have the fast break version. They're going to have the retail version. They're going to have blasters. And I even heard, and I don't know if this is confirmed because I can't find it anywhere, that they're going to make an Asia HTA Prism set.
It's probably not going to be called HTA.
No, because that's a Tops.
But
it's going to be it's going to be one box that has like five cards and it's two autos and three parallels. It could be silvers. So there's no base. And it's going to be a Japan only release is what I've heard. I don't know for sure because I can't find any info on it, But I heard this from a friend of a friend who knows somebody, and they said there's going to be a Japan version of Prism being released. So there's going to be a lot of Prism out there. So that also begs the question. I've noticed, and as we have on the screen here, I'm sorry, I'm going different on tangents. We're doing something a little different today with our way our screen's set up here. You could use code PRISM for 15% off Prism NBA breaks. That's easy to remember, right? PRISM. You can log in on our site and save 15% off.
What's the coupon code again?
Teams. PRISM. You just forgot it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Silver crazy. Prisms is the code.
Oh, don't say that.
And blowout's coming out at 244 on Prism. So already. So already pretty hiked up there. But what I was noticing was is I bought some Tatums in the offseason for $500 or close to $500, around $450 on some. I got some around $400. I spent around $1,000 on some silver prisms of Ben Simmons. I think I got a few for $900. Those have actually went down during the season. So everybody always says to buy silvers and buy basketball in the NBA offseason, right? But it seems like there's more supply out there now than there is demand. So do these people that bought in the offseason, are they trying to flip it a couple months later?
I don't know. We've been doing this for so long that usually that is the case. You want to buy every sport in the offseason. Usually get a pretty good deal. This is weird. This is the first time I've actually seen. Now, is it because Ben Simmons, I think, was banged up a little bit, specifically. He may have missed a game or two. He's not having a bad year, though.
You're right.
I think he's averaging a double-double.
Almost a triple-double. I think he's had two or three triple-doubles. You're close. There was a couple games where he was, like, one away in one of the stack
now,
categories.
Now, are the Sixers, what's their record like?
I want to say they're 6-4. So people expect him to be a little bit better. 6-5. So they're 6-5. But that's good enough for the fifth seed in the East currently. So, you know, they're going to make the playoffs. Obviously, they'd like to be 1, 2, or 3 probably. But
now, if they were 9-2 and Simmons was basically performing the same way and he wasn't banged up at all, Simmons would probably be higher.
You would think. But
I don't know. It's hard to say.
I'm just starting to trail down. I mean, the cards are still up for a non-numbered, you know, non-autographed parallel card. It's still a good price. I mean, don't get me wrong. But I'm just starting to feel like maybe there is the overproduction's kind of catching up to itself now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they made so many retail last year. They made so much hobby last year as well. And the 16-17 season, that there is too much supply to fit the demand of the high dollar payers. So, in my opinion, you probably can't really flip the silver prisms as fast as you used to be able to before everybody caught on. Now, everybody caught on to the silver prisms. They want to collect or flip them. So, I think it's like kind of more of a waiting game, in my opinion. I guess that's what I was alluding to by bringing this up. Is it doesn't seem like it's an investment that you can go in the off season and then sell it in the regular season and make, you know, a couple $100. It seems like more of a waiting game type thing for an investing. So, but I mean, at the end of the day, we're all just trying to collect anyway, right? So you want to buy and hold on to it. So, I had the breakdown here of the top 10 rookies. So before we move on from talking about basketball rookies, I had the top 10 scorers as of today. So Luka's averaging 19 points. Trae Young's averaging 19 points. Luka's averaging 19.8. Ayton's averaging 15.9. And then you got Marvin Bagley. That's an interesting situation. So he's averaging 12.8. Almost seven rebounds and assists a game, so he's not passing the ball a whole lot. Sacramento's doing well. I mean, is Marvin Bagley a guy that we could see some bump? What are you thinking about Bagley there, C-Red?
I think he's gonna be good. I don't know. We'll see. The Kings are playing well right now. Obviously,
What are the Kings? What are they?
They've only lost like one or two games. First inning games.
They are 6-4. So playing above their means. But they are.
Are they?
They are 6th seed right now. So young team though. I mean, De'Aaron Fox is. Everybody kind of wrote off De'Aaron Fox last year, but he's been playing really well. So
they probably do have the youngest team in the league, right?
I would think so.
Didn't they have like 5 draft picks last year?
Harry Giles, Frank Mason,
like five or six picks in two rounds. So
and then Marvin Bagley this year. So
I mean, like the thing with Marvin Bagley, he was the second pick. So it's like, it's hard to be like, oh, he might be like a sleeper in all of this because he's supposed to be doing this.
Sure, you're right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And pardon my ignorance. What is he? Is he a forward?
Yes.
Okay. So that would explain the no assist. But yeah. So and then is Bogdan over there? Is he lighting it up? Who's lighting it up for the Kings? Is it just collective effort there?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I haven't watched a lot of Kings games. You know,
who does?
Being on the West Coast, I usually watch the Warriors later. Right. So yeah,
they're not televised in our market.
Yeah. I think they're blacked out on League Pass for some reason.
Yeah, it's De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Bagley's getting a little bit of playing time in there. Nemanja Bjelica.
Okay. Which I used to call him Nemanja Bjelica.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. You're right. No, so, that's Nemanja Bjelica.
So he's lighting it up for the Kings right now. He's doing well this year for them.
And then you got Willie Cauley-Stein on the team. I didn't even know Yogi Ferrell was on the team until this moment. I didn't know he wasn't on the Mavericks. Willie Cauley-Stein with the neck tattoo and the cheek tattoos there. He's going all in on the basketball career. They still have Scal Abissier. Iman Shumpert's on the team. Ben McLemore, which was a high draft pick. Zach Randolph, I think more of a role player at this point in the career. But, yeah, very young team. So Bagley could, you know, if they squeak into the playoffs, you could see some Bagley stuff going up, but maybe a little bit.
I think Zach Randolph is old enough to be some of those guys' dad.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. There's a guy below Bagley that I'm not too familiar with, and he plays for the Knicks. His name is Alonzo Trier as a rookie. Does anybody know who this cat is?
He has to be an undrafted guy.
Yeah, he's averaging 11 points a game, so he's fifth.
How about Wendell Carter Jr.? Where's that title?
He's seventh with 11 points scored.
Yeah, he's looks like a good ball player.
Yeah, I mean, that one I'm waiting to see once the guys come back because he's playing because there's a lot of injuries on the Bulls, and he's playing by default at this moment. So
who do they have?
They have Mirotić is out.
Dude, Zach LaVine's scoring like 50
Zach Levine.
A game,
Zach
dude.
LaVine's out of his mind.
There's another guy who's not playing though. It's Mirotić and somebody else.
Oh,
Mirotić is on the Pelicans.
Not Mirotić. I'm sorry.
Face Crusher, Bobby Portis.
Oh, Bobby Portis. And then, but there's somebody else. God, I look like stupid to say Mirotić. I was thinking of somebody else when I said Mirotić.
Michael Jordan.
Mirotić is the guy that got knocked out by Bobby Portis, so it's okay.
Laurie, that's who I was thinking of. Laurie is out.
Yeah, he's out.
Mark Cannon's out. So, you know, he's probably getting a little bit more playing time because of that. So, but we'll see. Hey, you know, we'll see what Wendell Carter does in, you know, going forward when the team's healthy, right? So, but yeah, it's going to be an interesting prism. $244 a box. What do you guys think? Does that go up? I mean, what does it go to? I mean, it seems like we talk about this. It's like we're get off my lawn type of guys here. That it's like every year. I feel like 5 years from now, Prism's going to come out. It's going to be $700 a box. It's like it goes up every year.
I'll tell you right now, man.
It doesn't go up for the distributors though.
At $250, it's brutal. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal.
Be a dumpster fire.
It's not going to be a dumpster fire. It's just. It's way overpriced, dude. It's like $120 to $150.
But the demand is there, though,
I know,
right?
I know. The demand is what is spiking the price up to $250, and there's going to be people who are willing to pay that, and it's just ridiculous.
Ziggy, I'm not sure. I think $220 is right. I'm kicking myself now because I wish I was. We need to log these prices every year so we can go back. Because
can't you go on a Wayback Machine?
You know, it doesn't show every day.
We were talking about Prism prices on last year's show.
I know. I could watch it again and see what happens. But it seems like every year it goes up. That's what I'm saying. In 5 years, is it going to be $700 a box? I mean, Bronny Jr. coming out. He'll have Prisms for sure, even though if his signs with Upper Deck. But Bronny Jr. comes out and the box is, you know, $1,000 a box.
Is it Bronny Jr.?
They call him Bronny for some reason.
Is it Bronny?
Bronny. This is LeBron James Jr. So big shoes to fill, but you know, so we'll see. I mean, the silver prisms are going up. They're justifying the price, but that might make it more worth the breaks because you're only hunting Lucas. Why spend $240 on a box or two when you can get the Mavericks in a whole case break for the price of like two boxes, right? So, or, you know, you could bargain hunt and get on the Nuggets or get on a team that has some lower level rookies and maybe hit a black or hit it big and spit a fraction of the price. So maybe that's why it's almost like these prices being raised actually help us out in a sense because it makes it so hard as an average consumer to buy into something like this But you could buy a random break spot, $70 or $80, or buy a team for $29, $39. So as much as we complain about this, it might be a good thing for us because it makes the boxes that much harder to obtain.
Yeah,
for people.
And that's a good point, Ziggy. And I don't know if Doug had this as part of the show, but I'm just going to – you could stop me if
– I do,
if
I do. I do.
Okay.
I do.
So never mind. We'll talk about it later.
Actually, I got to see where it's – like I said, we had our stupid Samsung TV.
I'll do a I'll do a little intro to it. I know we're not going to get to it yet, but – Panini did announce
it's
this
actually
week.
Coming up next anyway. So
Panini did announce this week that they again, and I don't have anything in front of me, so this is just based on memory. They are reducing the products, five products. It's going from 27 in 17-18 to 22 products being released in 18-19.
Yep,
they're getting rid of Prestige Basketball.
I got the whole thing to read here. So
I'm trying to go off the top of my head, and then you can
okay.
You, when
see
I
you got it right.
So when I like hiccup and forget something, then you could jump in. Status Basketball, Prestige Basketball, Ascension Basketball. Give me something. I got it. Something forgettable
starts with E.
Oh, Essentials Basketball.
Yep.
And
starts with V.
Vanguard.
Yeah.
Basketball. Okay. All
yep, right. Yep. C-Rad's favorite product. He's crushed.
How are none of those?
Vanguard. He's crushed right
of,
now.
None of them started with an I.
I know. That's
how's
hard,
that even possible?
That's hard to do. That's hard to do. So yeah. So they're making less product lines, but probably increasing the production of other products, right? So they're going to be doing away and we obviously they probably didn't watch our show, but if you guys watch once again another shameless plug, episode 65. We did the review of the year and basketball products, 17-18, and a lot of these products were on the list for crap. So Ascension was dumpster fire category. Status was. Vanguard was. We didn't talk about Prestige.
But Prestige,
we should. Prestige was awful.
But Prestige, they've been trying to keep that. That brand's been on life support for years, and they've been trying different things to keep it going. They tried making it retail only. They tried at one point making it a retail premium.
Yep.
They tried to make it a breaker only or a shop only release or a direct release. Yeah. Like
Black Friday release.
Now we finally got to the point where it got the boot, dude. Got the boot out the door. And you know what? Unfortunate because it is one of Panini's
staples
in their flagship. Across all their categories.
Yep.
So, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the first major category for Prestige to get pulled out. They never made a Prestige Baseball, but they definitely make a Prestige Football.
Don't give them
football.
Any ideas, man.
Prestige Baseball?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy inside?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think Prestige Baseball, and you're like, get me down for 1,000 cases of that bad boy.
I'm going to get some. Going to get some. Yeah, nothing like, it'll be Prestige Baseball. It'll be 175 packs a box with 50 cards a pack.
No, I think it'll be 800 cards a pack, yeah. One pack.
It's like,
it'd be a huge pack, man.
It'd be
it's
pretty
gonna,
awesome.
One auto.
We'll read stats in the back and everything. So out of those products, C-Rad, is there any one that you're crushed by that you're like, man? Give
oh, yeah. Totally certified, man.
Oh yeah, we didn't mention that. No more totally certified. What?
But they did come out. They're coming out with certified basketball.
But it's totally different.
Yeah, but dude, it replaces. It's gonna replace totally certified.
So it's not totally though.
It's not totes my goats. It's just regular cert.
See, being from California, I like the totally dude. Totally dude certified. But no, we're just going back to certified.
The next one's gonna be tote cert.
Bro.
Tote cert.
Oh yeah, and I forgot they're cutting out Revolution too.
They said that
there's no more Revolution.
They're getting rid of six products. But
I'm kidding. I'll try your reaction. You love Revolution.
Oh, I have the press release in front of me.
Oh man,
he's all, I'm not buying that. He's all,
you're lying.
So they're cutting out the six products, but they said they're adding one new one. So there's gonna be at least one new product.
Certified.
Certified is one new one, but maybe they're alluding to another new one. Maybe 6 months in, if Doncic is...
It'll probably be a one-pack product that's $75,000 a box.
See, now, could this be set in stone? I guess they got to plan it now, but I'm saying, what happens if, like, 3 months from now and Doncic's like, scoring 40 points a game or something. He's like, you're going to be the MVP. I know it's not going to happen. I'm just saying. And they're like, well, wait a second. Well, we said we're going to make five more products now. The demand's there. I mean, you know, can they ever go back on that?
I think what they're going to do is they're still probably going to make the same amount of cards. I think they're just going to make more of each product, right?
A little bit. Yeah.
I mean, they're still going to have to acquire the content. They're still going to have to acquire the autos. They're still going to have to acquire the relics.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to make any less. They're just going to make a little bit more of.
And I'm fine with that. I am. I mean, we'll have to see how it plays out. But, I mean, to get rid of products that don't sell, hey, I'm fine with that. Let's focus on the strong suits. You know, to be devil's advocate and be a negative Nancy, let's just hope it doesn't affect those other lines by watering them down a little bit more. That would be the other silver lining. If they have to make more, they're going to affect the balance of the product. But
you figure if you could make a little bit more of certain products and subtract other lines, you're actually going to be saving money as a whole.
Right, right.
You don't have to worry about, you know,
as many redemptions,
extra designs,
yeah.
Paying designers, printing another line, packing out another line. So, I mean, I think that was the whole idea. They're still going to make the same amount of cards, but it's kind of addition with subtraction.
Right, exactly. And by the way, we got Donruss. Speaking of basketball, Donruss coming up next. There's three teams left: Pistons, Wizards, and Hornets. So I get it on that. Brand new basketball and new format for them. It's down from a 20 box case to a 10 box case. And it's jumbo packs now. There's only 10 packs per box, 30 cards per pack. And we're shipping all base. We're crazy.
Hallelujah.
And two autos. No dumpy relics in that one like they used to have. So we'll see how. We're going to see it in a little bit here, see how that plays out for the new Donruss basketball. So we'll go ahead and move on. Triple Threads came out today, and I can't believe what we pulled in. I'm not overly hyping this product at all. It's a staple for our breaking brand. We've been doing it for God knows how long, how many years since we started. It came out today, and our cases were just absolutely on fire. So, I mean, you can go through some of the slides. These are just cards we pulled today. There's four of them. There was more to show, but I quickly put this show together. Four of the cards up there. We pulled this Justin Turner. I mean, you only get cards like this in Triple Threads. It's just insane. All-Star Game patch, triple fold book. We pulled the Ozzie Albies 1/1 red. We pulled a triple one, would a 1/1 of Gonzalez, Adrian Beltre, and Ivan Rodriguez. And that first slide was Robinson Cano. So it has been some fire. And we only did one full case, basically, one full master case. So we got like a lot more today. And just to kind of hint and tease, you might be able to squeeze that prism 15% off, and you might be able to use it on Triple Threads teams. I don't know. I didn't tell you that, though. So get your teams. And I think the randoms are selling out on Triple Threads. Really no introduction to this product. Everybody knows about it. It's 36 hits a box. You're guaranteed a 1/1.
36 hits
a case.
Inner.
A case. Sorry. Whoa! Nine times. That's 270 hits a case. 36 hits an inner case, 72 a master case. We're doing inner cases. 36 hits, guaranteed a 1/1 or triple auto in that inner case usually. And we hit, what, two books in the last case plus like 2 1/1s. I mean, it was crazy. It was like,
you know,
I didn't need any coffee in the morning. It was so hyped up.
What I can say about Triple Threads, and we, like you said, we've been doing it for a long time, it's the one product that you never really know what to expect in a case. It's some cases run super hot, like insanely hot, more so than any other release throughout the whole year.
It's insane.
It's crazy. You will get some average cases and you will get some dumpy cases, but the cases that you get that are on fire, you'll see like 5 1/1s.
Yeah.
You'll see just insane stuff. So one thing about Triple Threads, I don't know what the pack out process is. I don't know what goes down, but you're going to find some cases that are just going to be some of the hottest cases you'll see all year.
Absolutely. And it plays into to my style of what I like to break, because it's just the unpredictability of it. You just know there's so many different subsets, so many different 1/1s, so many different options in there that you can get. So it's like refreshing every time you break it. You know, sometimes some products are just, you know, you got three different types of hits, and they just, you know, it's the same format every case. This just keeps it original. You just never know what you're going to get. I mean, one year they had, like, Davy Crockett cards, and they've had Floyd Mayweather in there. They've had Sylvester Stallone.
I think they have Ronda Rousey this year.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Interesting. Well, they have the exclusive for the WWE, so that's great, and the MMA.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's great. It's a lot of fun. And the, like Doug was saying, the unpredictability about it is we'll be opening up and go three boxes in, hit the one of one, and you at a lot of other products you're like, okay, case it, like, you know, we're gonna get through the rest of the boxes, but you pretty much know that nothing else crazy is gonna come out of it. This you don't know. You can be like, okay, cool. Like the one case today, you pulled a book, I came in,
yeah,
one box later I pulled that All-Star game Deca book.
Yep.
And then I pulled a 101 out, yep, of a box later. Yep. So one box later, it's crazy. It's, yep, insane.
Yeah, that All-Star game relic and that Cano were out of the same book or same inner case, which is insane. We're actually case four is coming out of that same sealed case. Actually, we only did 1.5 cases. I thought we did four. We actually did 3 cases. So that case four may be loaded, so definitely jump into
You're
that.
Very confusing. You said we did 1.5 cases, and you said we did 3 cases.
it is confusing because one full case is 2 inners.
In one sentence, you actually said that. I was like,
are you guys following me?
I'm like, whoa.
I just lost you.
We did 1.5 cases, but we did 3 cases.
We did 7, but we did 1. We did 5. No.
Now it's because
it makes sense in my head. I just can't convey.
No, and basically, so in triple threads, it's – unlike, I mean, you see a lot of products released where they have inner cases. Most breakers break triple threads in inner cases. It's a 9-box inner, 18-box master case, but the way they're packed out is 2 9-box inners.
Right.
So when we say a case break, we're saying basically a half case break, an inner case break.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's.
Yeah, it's interesting that the price point, they've always still kept the masters. You know what I mean? It's how they break that down. But it probably is easier for them to sell it that way. We're running out of time before we have to break Donruss, and then we still have a few teams left. I just don't want to spend a whole lot of time on Bryce Harper. But Bryce Harper, as you guys heard, I'm sure, turned down a $300 million 10-year contract. I guess it was in during the season, though. But it just came out today for the Nationals.
It's like the last week of the season.
Last week of the season. So that tells me he probably wants a longer deal, or he doesn't want to play for the Nationals. So
he wants a longer deal than 10 years?
Yeah. Okay. Somebody said he wants like a 13-year deal.
No,
13,
no,
40.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's what I heard. No. That's the rumor.
No. So, I think he wants more money.
Where do you guys think he lands? You know, there's been a lot of chatter about where he lands, and it's the topic of the day until he gets signed. But
Chicago.
Does that affect his cards? I mean, now you're got him on the Cubs, let's say, or you got him on the Yankees. And his Bowman Chrome is on the Nationals. So if you're a Bryce Harper collector, are you worried about this potentially changing team scenario? Because cards never seem to hold their value when they change teams.
You know, it's weird because his cards would have been worth more, is say, if he came up in the Cubs organization.
Maybe.
No, yeah.
I think he's one of those generational players that everybody knew about him before he even got drafted.
But the Nationals are not – would you consider the Nationals in the top 10 of the of big market teams?
No,
right? But it doesn't affect the sell price on their prospects and rookies. Juan Soto sells really well.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper sold really well. Steven Strasburg sold really well. So I think we put too much stock in teams. I think maybe the players make the team, not necessarily the market make the players.
Well, not to switch sports, but Giannis. I mean,
Milwaukee Bucks.
Right. So that's not a big market basketball team.
Not at all. I think if the player is, again, one of those like generational talents, it doesn't matter what team he plays for.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in order to prove me wrong, we need to have one of those players play for Or to prove me right, we need to have one of those players play for the Padres.
Yeah.
Rays. A's.
Yeah. The A's. If the A's can produce a number one selling prospect, then I'll be like, all right, it doesn't matter. But it seems like A's are death to prospects. I mean, you're just hoping that they get traded to the Yankees. All right. I wanted to talk about Immaculate First Off the Line got released this morning and was sold out in 4 minutes. Once again, another successful campaign of Panini First Off the Line. $400 a box they're selling it at. And They have two exclusive parallels. They have a base number to 14, and then a you either have one of these three. There's a patch RPA to 14. There's a patch to 12, or a signature auto to 14. I believe I'm probably have it a little bit wrong.
I think they're all patch autos. One's considered a premium patch. One's an RPA, and the other one's like a. Some it's like a signature relic.
Gotcha. Okay, that's probably what's going down there then. So yeah, and they actually show them in that slide. You can see the Baker May, and then you've got the MVS, and then you have the Ronald Jones. So yeah, it's one of those, and sold out in 2 minutes. So we did the math. I think Panini Grant. Hopefully, all sold the way that we think it did. 580,000 they took in literally 3 minutes.
And I'm not a math genius by any means, but I want to say there was somewhere between 1,300 and 1,400 boxes. Oh. Somewhere around there. And if you can sell 1,400 boxes in 3 minutes, did pretty good.
Yeah.
And if you look at the secondary market, there's not a lot of people, you know, buying them on eBay right now. I think there's been one completed transaction at $569 that ended right after the first off the line.
So they got hella pissed. They're like, God damn it.
I think
go on eBay and buy it now. I don't even care.
I think somebody, this is what I think.
Somebody falsified a
purchase and they have more.
Okay.
So they're basically trying to set the market at $570.
It's a good opinion.
You know, I mean, I don't think anybody in this hobby would ever do anything like that to directly benefit themselves.
Oh, you don't think? Okay.
No, not at all, right? Not at all.
Nobody's greedy in this hobby at all. Nope. Not at all. Everybody's for the collector.
Hey, man.
But we'll see. I got two. Dan got two. So breaks coming soon. Whenever we get the shipment notification, we'll figure out how to break it down. But literally, as soon as I got in, I'm like, oh, maybe I can go for round two. And nope, sold out. And I was even trying to do the computer and the phone, which was counterproductive because I was spending double the amount of time.
Don't. I'm gonna basically tell everybody this right now. Use the app. If you want to buy first off the line, use the app.
I did today.
So. Don't use your computer. You will not get anything. Use the app. The app is faster. It's easier to input all your information. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't even bother. And do not do what Doug tried to do. Do not do both at the same time. If you want to try to get multiple, call your family. Call your friends.
Yeah.
Get everybody on board.
Don't try to do two at once.
Don't try to do two at once.
Thanks, Ed. Yes, and Dan is drinking his Windex, and I'm going to dissipate. I've been putting it back on, man. I've been eating healthy, overly healthy. So, but thank you. But I think that pretty much ends the show. We were going to, if we had some more time, we were going to talk about, you know, the NFL and how the Rams are on a losing streak. But I think we'll save that for next week after the Rams lose again. So they'll officially have a losing streak. But that's just because I'm a hater. So, you know, but check us out. We've got Donruss and we've got more triple threads coming up, guys. Throughout the day, we got Flawless Basketball tonight, which is super hot. It's on fire right now, Flawless Basketball. And get your Prism in. Use that code Prism and save big on Prism NBA 18-19. So, and for that, we'll head out and check us out next week on The Hype.
And that's it. Thanks for watching this episode. Visit mojobreak.com for more info and your break spot. And we will see you next time on The Hype.